Interesting insight out of Australia, as I mentioned a moment ago, as a result of the census of theirs. For the first time, less than 50% of the population identify as Christians, 52% down to 44%. And the non-religious numbers are increasing, 39% compared with 30% in 2016. Now, Professor Emeritus of Religion at Massey University, Peter Lynham, is with us. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mike.
We'd be similar here, wouldn't we, broadly?
Oh, well, this is very interesting. We're way ahead of the Australians. Australia's very slow in moving away from Christianity. We're 10% ahead of them in those figures.
Wow.
So to our non-religious figures, 48%, and our Christian figure is down at 31%.
What, how do you explain it? And I know this is a very broad-based question, because Western democracy, New Zealand's figure, Australia's figure, then I quoted a figure out of the States earlier on this week, ironically, 81% still regard themselves as Christian, according to that particular poll. Why is one country 81, one's 48? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's the degree to which, firstly, the country is unified. Both Australia and US have enormous divergences between the very secular metropolitan areas and the really very conservative country areas. We don't have that same degree of difference. We're much more... It's the Pākehā population is the population that's gone the non-religious way, largely.
Right.
We also don't have... The migrant factor is a significant factor in Australia and in New Zealand. We get a lot of migrants from China who... almost by definition, are non-religious. And the Australians are taking, it's interesting, their figures are now swaying strongly towards India, where, of course, there's a strong Hindu background.
Yeah. So in essence, we are the country changes physically, but not necessarily in terms of emotion and view towards religion. What about the role of the church and its lack of performance generally over the years and the various issues they've had? Have they turned people off religion?
Yes, but you would think that would be more strong in the case of Australia, where the impact of their Royal Commission has been absolutely shocking for especially the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church remains the largest church in Australia. It's down just 2%. Not too bad, really, as a result.
Mm.
Whereas it's the mainline Protestant churches, Anglican, Methodist, and Presbyterian, that are showing the big decline in both countries, actually.
Will it continue to go census after census? Will the numbers continue to track the way they are, do you think?
Yes, but you've got to bear in mind that there are other figures that are very positive and going up. The Pentecostal figure is remaining stable. And if you take together all the smaller Christian religions, these are remaining fairly stable. So I think the more committed Christian denominations are holding stronger against these trends than the more general, more nominal types of religious bodies.
Broadly speaking, while I've got your expertise, you've got a view on the Roe v. Wade thing and what it is about Roe v. Wade in New Zealand where nothing's going to happen, because they've said nothing's going to happen and it's a completely different country. Why people reacted so vehemently to it here?
Well, because it's a signal of the culture wars. And the culture wars certainly exist in New Zealand. And so this is an issue where we do reflect American sentiments feed very strongly into views of conservative Christians in New Zealand. And though that particular issue won't re-emerge, there are plenty of other issues that will emerge and keep, I think, more than bubbling, boiling on.
Good on you, Peter. Appreciate your time very much. Peter Lynham. Hope the line quality there wasn't too bad for you.